Tachanim. Sula Nisis Liyam Harazini. So that's Mashkin Lebesdin. If he doesn't find the Sula, why not Tinasi Be'echad B'Shabbos? Because of Shakti. Okay, that's the combination Tachana that explains why the Sula Nisis Dafka Liyam Haravi and not Liyam Harishon. Continues the Brayis and says, there was a minute that developed that the Besula would get married on Yom HaShlishi, on Tuesday, not on Wednesday, from the time from Sakona. Misakona ve'elech. So the Gemara asks, what was the Sakona? First, the Gemara suggests maybe the Sakona was Besula Nises Liyom Haravi Teharek. And maybe the guy made a gzeira that a Besula that gets married on Wednesday should be killed. Should be killed. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, Nogu Lagamri Nakre. What's this idea that Nogu Lichnos Biyom HaShlishi? But because of Sakana, if the Besula gets married on Wednesday, the guy made a Gzeira that she'll be killed, so they would know how to get married on Tuesday? We should be Oka the Takana Lagamri. We should be Oka the Takana, Besula Nises Liyom Harvi. We should say that Besula should only be Nises Liyom HaShlishi. That's the Gemara. The Gemara answers, no. The gzera was Besula Nisis Biyom Harvi Tibol Lehegmon Tchila, and the Gemara explains that it's a sakana because of the tznuos. The tznuos amasu nafshayu l'ktala ba'asim l'day sakana. That's why the Gemara calls it sakana. It really is onus. It's not sakana. That's the case that they would know of lichnos b'shlishi. So we asked last time that the chora, the beginning of the Gemara, is a pella. The Gemara asks if the sakana is Besula Nisis Biyom Harvi Tehoreg. So what does it mean that they would just know, hey, to get married on Yom HaShlishi, the Chacham should be Oka, the Takara Lagamri? So we ask, how can that be? The Gemara Sanhedrin says that B'Shas HaShma, the din is Yehar Gal Yavar, even on a Mitzvah Kala. The person has to be Moser Nefesh, not to violate even a Mitzvah Kala, a Mitzvah Deraisa, a Mitzvah Derabonan, a Minig, anything, even Arkas of the Misana. You can't change your shoelaces. If the Jews normally wear white shoelaces and the guy wear black shoelaces, that's the minig. That's the minig that the Chachamim started to separate Klal Yisrael from the Goyim. So you're not allowed to change that B'Shas HaShma. You have to be Moser Nefesh. So how can the Gemara say that the Chazal are going to be Oka the Takana? How can they be Oka the Takana? It's doch Yehor Gal Yava. The Chachamim shouldn't be able to be Oka the Takana. So we suggested three different answers yesterday. The Chasam Sofer says that it's not really a question because it's not a real akira. If Taka the Chachamim would have to be Oka the Takana, if the Takana were that the Besula should get married on Wednesday, then the Chachamim really couldn't be Oka the Takana. Right? They'd have to be Moser Nefesh and not to be Oka the Takana. But that's not what the Takana was. The Takana was that the Besula should get married the day before Bezdin is sitting. That's how the Chasam Sofer understands. That the Takana was that the Besula should get married the day before the Bezdin is sitting. So if they change the day that Bezdin is sitting, so then it won't be an Akira. It's not that the Chachamim should be Oka the Takana, but rather they should change the day of Yeshiva's Bezdin. Memele, it won't be an Akira, and there's no Din Yehari Bal Yavar violin. That's the Chasam Sofer. Of course, what's difficult is that the Losh of the Gemara is that the Chacham should be Oka. Sounds like there really is an Akira. The Hagol Sashri offered a different interpretation. He said that maybe the Chachamim can be Oka because the Gzera was not set on the Chachamim. The Gzera was only set on the Besula, on the women. So the Din Yehar Gal Yavar B'Shas HaShmad is on the individual that the Gzera was set about. So if the Gzera was said that the Besula can't get married on Wednesday, then the Besula can't change. So the Kasha really is twofold. The Kasha is, how could the women be Nohag to get married on Tuesday and not on Wednesday? If the Chachamim haven't been Oka, that Takana, so then they're not allowed to change from the Takana of getting married on Wednesday. What's more, why didn't the Chachamim be Oka the Takana? If the Gzera was on the Chachamim, so then it's Taka Yehari Val Yavar even to the Chachamim. They can't be Oka the Takana. It's Shas HaShmad. But the Gzera wasn't on the Chachamim. The Gzera was on the women. So if the Gzera was on the women, then the Chachamim should be Oka. They should be Oka, and then they'll solve the whole problem. So it was a twofold Kasha of the Gemara. That's the Hagol Sashri and the Rivash. And then we had a third pshat. The Pnei Yeshua wasn't so happy with that Hagol Sashri. Because he says, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara of Arkas of the Masana, it sounds like the Chachamim can't change the Hakon. They can't change the Minig. The Chachamim can change the Minig, so why don't they just change the Minig of the Shulaises? And and say that maybe if there's a gzeira against wearing the white shoelaces, to wear black shoelaces. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, the fact that the Gemara didn't suggest that sounds like the Chachamim are not allowed to change the gzeira. The din yehard vayavah b'shas hashmat applies to the Chachamim too. Even if the gzeira wasn't on the takana itself, it wasn't on the fact that they should change the takana. Because it looks like they're being mavir them al dos, says the Pnei Yeshua. He didn't like the Hagos Hashem. Yeah. So then we pointed out that the Shita Mekubat says has a third pshat bidas Rashi. This is how he interpreted Rashi. A number of you came to me in Seder and thought maybe Rashi can be interpreted differently. It's not so compelling within Rashi. But this is how the Shita within Rashi. That the kasha was not that the din yehar b'yavah b'shas hashmad is going to be a problem over here. That's not a problem for Chalal. Rashi never thought that would be a problem. The problem is that it's a bad policy just to allow people to get married Tuesday. There still are going to be some people who are going to be getting married on Wednesday unless you change the whole takana. So Rashi is troubled. Why shouldn't the chachamim be okay the takana? That means why shouldn't you be misake in other days for the women to get married and not Wednesday? There are still going to be some women who are going to get married on Wednesday because they want to fulfill the takana the rabbanan, and they'll come lidei sakana. So it's bad policy. It's fine for the women. Rashi, according to the Shita, Rashi was not assuming that there's any problem for those women who want to get married on Tuesday to do differently than the takana. That was never an issue. The issue was, why should we still allow some women to get married Wednesday if we don't change the takana? So some women are going to think, well, if the takana de rabbanan is to get married Wednesday, I should do that. Don't come lidei sakana. That's just not a smart thing to do. Why was Rashi not disturbed by the fact, not troubled by the fact that some women are going to get married on Tuesday? They're changing from the takana. Don't they have to be most in every b'shas hashmat? So we suggested the answer is that Rashi holds that the chachamim never made such a takana. They never made a takana b'sula nisis liyom haravi if it's going to come lidei sakon. We added a little bit to this that could be the takana of agas of the misana, since it's to distinguish between Klal Yisrael and the goyim. Maybe takana chachamim would make that takana even b'makom sakana. So that's why the Gemara says that there's a din yehar goyavah b'shas hashmad by agas of the misana. But here, this takana is not to separate Klal Yisrael from the goyim. It's tam a takana. There's a purpose to this takana. We want to make sure that he's going to come to Beis Din. The Baal will come to Beis Din if he doesn't find Besulim. And we'll be modiahim, or we'll find Eidim. We'll know whether the woman is muteres or asura lebailu. That's the purpose of the takana. Since the takana is not to be mavdu ben yisrael la'amim, Rashi wasn't troubled. Rashi felt that maybe you could say that the chachamim never made such a takana b'makom sakana. So then the takana can be changed. Because they never made such a takana b'makom sakana, so there's no requirement to be mosa nefesh b'shas hashmat for that takana. So that's why the Gemara is, if there's no requirement to be mosa nefesh, so change the takana to save the women who are going to still get married on Wednesday. Why keep it? Why keep the takana on Wednesday and just allow people to get married of their own volition on Tuesday? Change the whole takana, then you won't have the problem for those who are going to get married Wednesday. Okay, these are the three approaches that we suggested last night. The Pnei Yeshua himself offers a fourth approach. A fourth approach. He doesn't like the Hagos Hashri, and then he offers a fourth approach. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? Pnei Yeshua says, if you look in Yerodeya, Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, you see that the Rishonim had an interesting limitation to the Din Yehar Galyad of Hashas Hashri. What does the Ramah say? This is in Yerodeya, Simekuflin Zayin Sifal. Ramah says, V'dafkim rotsim lahavir v'mitzvahs lo saseh. Avlam gozru v'zerah shlo l'kaim mitzvah saseh. Ein tzarech l'kaim v'v'shei hori. Not eich tzarech, but ein tzarech l'kaim v'v'shei hori. You know, there's no din yehari v'yavar if the gzerah is that you shouldn't fulfill a mitzvah saseh. If the goyim make a gzerah that you should eat chazer, they're making a gzerah against the mitzvahs lo saseh. So then, to eat chazer, to listen to the chachamim, you're going against the Torah b'kol va'aseh. If the goyim make a gzeira that one should eat basar and cholov together, not basar b'cholov. To eat basar b'cholov that was cooked mamish basar behema, that's an issur d'oraisa. But to eat basar of b'cholov, chicken, let's say chicken that was cooked with milk, or to eat meat and milk together, right? To drink your milk with a cold cut sandwich, right? That's an issur d'rabbanan. But that's bekumba asay. That's an issur the chachamim are creating. So to violate that issur bekumba asay b'shas hashmad, you got to be mosa nefesh. You got to give up your life for that. But if we're only talking about a mitzvah asay, the goyim say that they don't want us to light Neiros Chanukah. They don't want us to read Megillah. Right? The nevatel from a mitzvah sasei. The chachamim made a certain minig, or they made a takano. Maybe there's a... The goyim say they don't want us to put on tefillin. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's a mitzvah kala. It's not one of the gimel averus. So come these rishonim that the Rama quotes and say, there's no din yehari v'yavar if the gzeir was only to be nevatel a mitzvah sasei. If all you're doing is being nevatel a mitzvah sasei, then it's okay. Why? What's the difference? So explains the Taz in Sifkot and Dalit, Shalom Lakai Mitzvah Sasei, the Hogam Ho'obdik Hochavim, Yecholim Levad Lomimena, Fion Shiesimu B'Tfisa. The Goyim can prevent you from doing a Mitzvah Sasei anyway. What's the value of being Mosa Nefesh? Right? If the Goyim make a Gzeira, let's say, they don't want you to light Neiros Chanukah, they don't want you to put on Tefillin. So if you say, no, I'm going to be Mosa Nefesh and I'm going to put it on anyway, against the gzeir, right? So the Goyim will say, no, we're going to lock you up in jail. We're not going to let you do the mitzvah anyway. You can't get to your Neiros Chanukah, you can't get to the tefillin, and we'll kill you afterwards. So you're not accomplishing anything by not doing the mitzvah, because you're not accomplishing anything by doing the mitzvah. By saying that I'm going to be Mosa Nefesh to do the mitzvah. You're not accomplishing anything by giving up your life and saying I'm going to be Mosa Nefesh to do the mitzvah. Because the goyim can stop you from doing the mitzvah anyway. If you're talking about a lav, some mitzvah bekumba say that you're gonna violate the mitzvah bekumba say, so that you can say I'm not gonna eat the chaza. I'm not gonna eat. Come, you know, it doesn't matter what you do to me. I'm not gonna eat that chaza. So the goyim can't force you to eat the chaza, but they can shove it down your throat. But if they shove it down your throat, it's not the same. It's not the same avera. But onus, that the avera is not going to be violated. It's only if they put a gun to your head and say, you eat it. So if you decide that you're not going to eat it, they have no way of forcing you to eat it in a way that it'll be an avera. Right? So there it makes sense to be mosa nefesh. It makes sense to be mosa nefesh because you will be accomplishing something by being mosa nefesh. You won't violate the issa. But if the gzera is not to do a mitzvah sasei, what are you going to say? I want to be Mosa Nefesh to do the mitzvah sasei. So the Goyim will say, we'll prevent you from doing it. They have control over us. If they put someone in jail, you won't be able to do the mitzvah anyway. So Zog and these Rishonim, Rama quotes, the Din Yehareg Vayavah B'Shas Hashma doesn't apply to mitzvah sasei. It applies to mitzvah lo sasei. It only applies to mitzvah lo sasei. Because there, you can accomplish something by saying that you're not going to be Mosa Nefesh. But by mitzvah, you're not going to accomplish anything anyway, because the goyim can prevent you from doing the mitzvah. Yes, Yaakov.
Technical distinction, because why are we talking about formal statements? The guy is still coming to his villain before they put him in prison. Is he saying that a mitzvah is just a lower level and you don't need to die for that? Or technically, since they can stop you, you no longer have to do it?
Since they can stop you, so even if you put on tefillin now, so you'll do the mitzvah now, but in the future, you'll never be able to do it anyway. They can stop you if they want to. If they catch you, they will stop you anyway. So why be Mosa Nefesh? Why be Mosa Nefesh to put on tefillin? You're saying to do it once.
The same way you would be Mosa, maybe I'm not understanding. If he's saying a difference between the nature of an assay and a Mosa assay, right. Maybe I understand. But it sounds like he's hearing a technical reason which I don't necessarily understand. Because you should still maybe be, one would think, maybe be chayav to do it. And if they stop him, they stop him. But if anything is better, so then he might not get killed. Like he's still trying to do the mitzvah.
I'm not sure. Maybe if they see someone who's trying to put on tefillin, they're going to kill it. So why try to put on tefillin? The emissaries, instead of killing the guy, they could just take the tefillin away from him. He's trying to put on the tefillin, they'll just take the tefillin away. So why try to put on the tefillin? They see you walking around with the tefillin, trying to put it on. What's the point of being Mosa Nefesh, trying to put on the tefillin? They can take the tefillin away from you, so you're not going to accomplish anything. So you say no, you'll do it b'tzina. You'll try to put on the tefillin b'tzina. I think it means that if the goyim see you trying to put on the tefillin, then they're going to kill you. So is there an inyan to be Mosa Nefesh, even if they see you putting on the tefillin? The answer is no, because if they see you putting on the tefillin, they can just run and grab the tefillin away from you. They can prevent you from putting on the tefillin anyway. So what do you accomplish? Hey.
It seems like the
Pesach
is coming off of his rejection of...
I haven't even gotten to the Pesach.
I mean, just in terms of the... I mean, the Pesach rejected the Hagos Ashri.
Right.
By saying that it's over, like, it has to look like it's over al das.
Right.
So it could be that it's just found different by an assay that doesn't look like you're over al das. By but you're just not doing an assay. However, that's not enough to not have to try and do it with sinna. So if you're sorry that with the fact that technically it's not worth it, then you don't have to do it at all.
I hear what you're saying. The problem is the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua sounds very much like the Taz. That's why I asked you to see the Taz. Right, but let's see what the Pnei Yeshua says. He says, "Sha'arei kosu apostim hada amina ba'agas and mesan achiyotzi b'zeh yehar gal yavar and adavka sha'agzera sh'yavar yisoh b'kum ba'aseh ma'she'enken k'shagozu levatul mitzvah aseh." The kosu hatah, quotes the Tam. This is the Tam of those Rishonim. The Taz is not inventing his own Tam. This is what the Rishonim write. He quotes the reasons. It's not just the Nazis. It comes to Pnei Yeshua and says, in our case as well, that's why there's no din Yehori Vayavar by the Gzera of the Sulanisis Liyav Haravi. Why? What's the Takana Derabbanan? The Takana is Vesul Anisis Liyom Harvi. It's a positive. Get married on Wednesday. So after Pnei Yeshua, the Goyim can prevent us from getting married on Wednesday anyway. So why should it be Yehar Gal Yavar B'Shas HaShmad? It's like a mitzvah saseh. The Goyim can prevent us from getting married on Wednesday anyway. So what's the value of giving up one's life? They can prevent you from doing it anyway. You're going to run to get married Wednesday? They're going to see you getting married Wednesday? So they'll just stop the chasana. They'll prevent you from getting married. So why should you have to give up your life? It's not going to accomplish anything anyway. They'll still prevent you from getting married on Wednesday. Aye, so what's the option? The option is to get married Tuesday. So you'll say then, but getting married Tuesday is being levatel the takana derabbanan b'kum ba'aseh. That's not b'shevi al pasah. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, v'imi shem da'asiyas hanisun b'shlishi mikri akhtir b'kum ba'aseh, halesa, she'ein zeh migzeras ha'akam. That's not the gzera. The gzera is not that you can't get married Tuesday. The gzera is that you can't get married Wednesday. So by not getting married Wednesday, you mevatel that gzera b'shevi al pasah. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, the din yehareg lo yavar b'shas hashmad, is only by a kum ba'aseh, by a gzera that's telling you to violate a takana derabbanan or a mitzvah deraisa b'kum ba'aseh. If the gzera is only telling you not to do a mitzvah, not to do a takana, then you don't have to be Mosa Nefesh. Here, the whole Zera is, don't get married Wednesday. Don't get married Wednesday. So if the whole Zera is, don't get married Wednesday, then there's no chiyuv to be Mosa Nefesh to get married Wednesday. Because even if you try to be Mosa Nefesh to get married Wednesday, the Goyim can stop you from doing that anyway. That's the Pnei Yeshua's answer. So it doesn't make sense to be Mosa Nefesh. So that's why the Chachamim should be Oker, the takana, right? Because the din of Shas HaShema doesn't apply in this case because the whole takana was a mitzvah. It's a positive takana. So the gzera of the akum is not to fulfill that takana b'shevi al taseh. There's no chiyuv to be mosa nefesh to go against that gzera if the gzera is only b'shevi al taseh. It's a difficult Pnei Yeshua because it's not like we're telling people not to get married. People are going to get married anyway. They're going to get married on Tuesday. So the getting married on Tuesday is not a kum ba'aseh. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. He says to determine whether something is b'kum ba'aseh or b'shevi al taseh, whether the akira is b'kum ba'aseh or b'shevi al taseh, we look at the nature of the gzeir of the goyim. The gzeir of the goyim is not to fulfill a positive takon or a positive mitzvah. That's viewed as shevi al taseh. Even though the way that you're not going to fulfill that takana is b'kum ba'aseh. You're going to do an action. You're going to get married on a different day. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, that's still called b'shevi al taseh because you are violating the mitzvah d'rabbanan, the minig, the takana, the mitzvah d'araisa, whatever din that the goyim are being gozer against, you're violating that b'shevi al pasiv. You're violating that mitzvah passively. So all you're doing is violating that mitzvah passively. There's no chiyuv to be masir nefesh. Yeah.
How does
Nei
Yeshua's kasha was ashrim not apply to his own shot?
And Yeshua says that if all the goyim, if the gzeira of the goyim is against something, but something if it's against the mitzvah, so then if you're only going to be mevatel b'shevi al taseh, then what's the point of being moser nefesh? What's the goal of being moser nefesh? If the goal is to fulfill the takana d'rabbanan, you're not going to be successful anyway. The goyim are going to prevent you from doing
again,
that.
That's still, doesn't it look like your overall das?
It's not nirik over al das unless you're doing something to become basay. Because if you're only doing it b'shevi al taseh, everyone realizes the reason why you're still doing it is because the goyim can prevent me from doing it anyway. So that's all part of the understanding. If I'm doing it b'shevi al taseh, right? If I'm doing a mitzvah. If I'm doing the mitzvah against the gzera of the Nachama, the Goyim are gozer not to get married Wednesday. Right? So, I don't have to be Moser Nefesh to get married Wednesday because it's clear that there's no value in being Moser Nefesh to get married Wednesday. Because the Goyim can prevent me anyway. So because it's clear, it doesn't look like the reason why I'm not getting married Wednesday is because I want to give in to the guy. It's not because I'm giving in. It's because my hands are tied anyway. So that's why it's mutter. It's only if it looks like I'm giving in to the gzeir of the guy, that's the problem. If it doesn't look like I'm giving in to the gzeir because my hands are tied anyway, so then that's mutter. There's no chiyuv to be moser nefesh. Moser Nefesh, but the question is whether he was mechuyev to be Moser Nefesh. Not so clear that he was mechuyev to be Moser Nefesh to teach Torah. So it's a very important thing, but that's not one of the Gimel Averis. Right? He wasn't mechuyev to be Moser Nefesh. There are reasons why he was Moser Nefesh in that case. Right? But technically speaking, I'm not sure that he was mechuyev to be Moser Nefesh. I think so. The Bach has one final shot in this Gemara. Very interesting shot. The Bach in Hilchas Chanukah of all places. Nochama, what's the kasha that we're trying to deal with? So far we have four answers to this kasha. Gemara says that if the Chachamim made a takana that the Sula Nisa is Liyom HaRavi, but if it's B'shas HaSakona that the Goyim make Gzeira that the Sula Nisa is Liyom HaRavi Tehoreg, so then there should be Oka the takana. So the kasha is, if the din is Yehari Valyava B'Shas Tashmah, how could they be Oka the Takona? How can they do it? Comes the Bach and says, push it. Not much the simplest answer. What's the answer to the Bach? Anyone? There's a chilek between X and Y. What's the chilek? Ellie? Changing the Gufa Takona, changing the form of the Takona in some way, or simply changing the day in which the Takona is going to be fulfilled. No one's saying that there should be a change to the takana. I mean, here the whole takana is about days of getting married. So the Gemara is assuming that there's no chiyuv to be moser nefesh not to change the day. Does it really matter when the chasana takes place? We can change that. There's no chiyuv to be moser nefesh not to change the day of the chasana. If the goyim were to somehow make a gzeira to change the way that we do something, we shouldn't wear white shoelaces, we should wear black shoelaces, that's a change to the minig itself. This is not a change to the takana. It's a change to the day that the takana is going to be fulfilled. There's no chiyuv to be moser nefesh for that. There's only a chiyuv to be moser nefesh if the gzeira of the goyim is to change the gufa mitzvah, the gufa takana. The Bach brings a fascinating raya from Hilchas Chanukah. We know that the Gemara in Shabbos says that originally the Iker Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is to light the Ner Chanukah on the outside of the door. Right? That's basket. Let's see the braces. Right, you're supposed to put it on the door of the house. You can't do that, so at least put it in the chalon so that the Bnei Rish Hashem can see. B'shas ha-sakona, menicha al-shulchana v'daya. But the final halach is, b'shas ha-sakona. As Rashi explains, when the Parsiim, the Persians had a Yom Eid, they had some kind of, some Yom Avodah Zarah. They didn't want people to be lighting candles. It's a sakona, they're going to punish us, they're going to kill us if we light an Eres Chanukah. Put it on the shulchan. Don't be mefarsim the neis to the outside. Just be mefarsim the neis to the bnei habayis, to the people inside. So, Frank Bach, how can the chachamim change the tachana v'chanukah? If the ikar tachana v'chanukah is to light outside, that there'll be a persim and isa for the passers-by. So, how can the chachamim change the tachana? Isn't this shas hashmat? Shas hasakana. Shas hasakana. That means that the goyim are persecuting those who are lighting Eres Chanukah. So how is it permissible to change the takana to light inside? We should be mosa nefesh. Right? The din should be yehari v'yavar. B'shas hashmad, you have to light the Eres Chanukah even if you're mosa nefesh for it. That's kasha number one. But kasha number two, if you assume that it's a sakana, that if the Parsiim see us lighting, right? And if you somehow assume that you don't have to be Mosa Nefesh, so why would the Chachamim create the Takon of lighting inside? Lighting inside is also a Sakana. Manafshach, right? Lighting inside, if the Parsiim see that we're lighting inside, then they'll persecute us too. So why would the Chachamim make a Takon of light inside? If they put all of Klal Yisrael into a Sabik Sakana, maybe they should be Mevatel, the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Manafshach, if you hold that the Din is Yehar Gal Yavah because it's Shas Hashmad, so then they shouldn't change the takana of Klal. Right? We should be lighting outside. And if you tell me that that somehow it's okay to light inside, but what are they accomplishing? Isn't it a sakana to light inside too? They should be mevatel the whole takana. Says the Bach, no, that's exactly the point. To be mevatel the whole takana, that means to change the takana itself. The takana was to light Eres Chanukah on Chanukah. So not to light Eres Chanukah, that's a change to the takana. It's a complete bittul of the takana. The biggest change in the world. Right, so that they couldn't do. B'shas hashmad, the chacham were not allowed to change a takana completely, but to change where the takana is fulfilled, to change where the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled, that they can do because that doesn't change the gufa mitzvah. That's okay. So that's precisely why the chachamim said that you should light inside. Aye, but there's a suffix takana even to light inside. But that we can't deal. We can't alleviate that situation. You have to be willing to go into Savik Sakana to fulfill the mitzvah. We can't be mevatel the mitzvah completely. So that's why the Chachamim made a Sakana, that you do have to light the Ner Chanukah, but light it inside. It's less of a Sakana, but it's still a little bit of a Sakana, but that Sakana we have to be willing to enter into. Aye, but why did they change the mitzvah from lighting outside? It's not a change. It's not a change to the Gufa mitzvah. It's only a change of location where you're fulfilling the mitzvah. That's okay. B'shas hashmad, there's no chiyuv to be mosa nefesh to change the location or to change the day that you fulfill the mitzvah, as long as the guf mitzvah stays intact and doesn't change. Ori?
Isn't the mitzvah of Pursume Nisa? So by you changing the shulchan, you're changing the guf mitzvah.
It's a good kasha. It's a long d'shakasha. If you define that the mitzvah is the Pursume Nisa, not that the mitzvah is the Maisa mitzvah of lighting there as Hanukkah, I guess the pshat is, the purpose is the Pursume Nisa, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to light there as Hanukkah. Is there a chiyah to light there as Hanukkah if there's no one who's going to see the Nair? If there's no one who's going to see the Nair, there's no mitzvah to light. The mitzvah is to try to be marvin and Pursume Nisa as much as you can, but if there's no one to see the Nair, right? Still is a mitzvah to light. Even in the Iker Takana, before the Shas HaSakana, Is there a mitzvah to light Neres Chanukah b'makom goyim? I think the Rishonim talk about that. They say there's no pirsum in Issa b'makom goyim, but no one would say there's no mitzvah to light Neres Chanukah b'klal. Apparently, what the Chachamim were doing is they said b'shas hasakona, it's as if you're living amongst goyim. So if you're living amongst goyim, there's no pirsum in Issa to light outside then, because the non-Jews don't count for pirsum in Issa. So basically, you should light inside. It's like you're living amongst goyim, so you'll have a minimal type of pirsum in Issa. There is a pirsum in Issa. It's not the same kind of pirsum in Issa. So you want to say, well, that's a change. That's a change in the mitzvah. It could be even in the Ikar Takana, there was an inyan to light Neres Chanukah, even if you're not going to have any Jewish passerby seeing the Ner. So all the Chacham was doing with Shas HaSakana is to create the Ikar Hadlaka for everyone like that kind of Hadlaka. Right, that you're lighting for yourself, you're not going to be lighting for the passerby. So maybe that's not called a shinui. Maybe that's not called a shinui in the Guf HaMitzvah. Noah?
Didn't we say that Rashi held that the Shaki was like a tainus time of Kavua? That the same reason that if you're going to uproot Wednesday, so you're going to also think, if you're in Daji, it doesn't apply as well. So when you make it on Tuesday, is not changing the reason, it's not changing the Guf of the Takana as well? When you're making it Tuesday?
I'm sorry? Yeah, I guess the answer is, once the minute developed that they were going to get married on Tuesday, so Bezim was going to sit Wednesday. They were going to allow the Takana to be fulfilled. They try to...
That's the kasha, I'm sorry?
Wouldn't that depend on what the Gedder of the Takana was? The Gedder of the Takana is you can't marry once on a specific day. That doesn't mean necessarily that basis. Because the Gedder was only one day.
I understand, but there's still a time for the Takana. Right? So even if the lumbus is that the nature of the Takana is to get married on a particular day, but we do agree that there's a reason for that. Sorry? Tariyachle is in terms of Shaktu. But in terms of Tanis Pesulim, if Bezna is not going to be sitting the following day, they're not going to accomplish that. Yaakov?
What are you doing right now?
If you hold like the Chasam Sofer, so then the Gufa Takana was not the Kfiyus Yom, it's simply that they should get married before the day before Bezin is sitting. But if you're not holding like the Chasam Sofer, so the Takana does involve the sitting of Bezin, it's just that might not be the Ikar Takana. But again, the point is Bezin will figure out a way that we'll be able to satisfy our needs even with the minute. One more.
But even according to Rashi, the Portakana Sezra, it was there were different days, and even the Shita says that according to Rashi.
Because Bezin was Yoshe Bechol Yom.
Right, but
are we talking in the Brisa before Takana Sezra or during Takana Sezra?
But the Shita says that when they made the Takana originally, even according to Rashi, they never had in mind the Shas Takana. But to limit it to one day was not, that was only when there wasn't the Shas Takana. He says it, that they're
that's according to Rashi.
So I'm saying, so according to Rashi, it's not, you could say that it can be on multiple days. Because we're only worried for the Takana to fall apart in regular circumstances when they had the das for the Takana.
Okay.
And they didn't have das to do it then.
Okay, fine. Good. What did the Gemara say? Gemara says, My Sakana. So there are two options the Gemara has. Either Besula Anises Liyom Arvi Teoreg. Gemara doesn't like that. Comes the Gemara and says, "V'sul anisis v'yom harvi tibor lehegmon tchila." So says the Gemara, "That's onus. That's not sakana. It's onus. It's not sakana. No, mishum deikat snuos the masna afshayu l'ktala ba'asim lidei sakana. It's an onus that can be sakana." So it's really onus. The case that Nagu Lichnos Biyom Shlishi is because of onus, but it's an onus that can come with a sakana, that's why we call it sakana. So let's think about this for a moment. Basically, what the Braisa is saying is that in this situation where the Goyim made a gzera of the Sulanisis Liyom Harvi Tibol the Hegmon Tchila, so we allow people to get married on Tuesday. Because of this problem of sakana for the Tznuos, will allow the women to get married. We'll allow the Pesulos to get married on Tuesday. But we're not okay or Yom Revi. We allow them to get married either day. There's no indication from the Braisa that the Takana was Nekar. right? It's just the makom ones. We allow people to get married on Tuesday, so that they won't have to be nibbled to the hegemon. Why do we allow people to get married on Tuesday? If there's a takana derabana, no, because of the sakana. We're afraid that the tznuos are going to be mosa nefesh. So that's why we allow people to get married on Tuesday. But it sounds like we still would allow people to get married on Wednesday also. We're not telling people not to get married Wednesday. There would be no issa to get married on Wednesday. It's not the most comfortable thing to be nivel to the hegemon. Right? But there's no issa to get married to the hegemon. Why is there no issa to get married to the hegemon? She's forced into it. Anusa. Right? Onus Rahmana Padre. So, it's a terrible thing. It's a bias issa. She's an ashes ish. She's not supposed to be nivel by hegemon. But, it's not Navera. Right? Onus Rahmana Padre. She's not going to be punished. It's not Navera. So, she would be allowed to do it. We're not going to tell her not to be nivel to the hegemon. I mean, it makes sense for her to get married on Tuesday, but it doesn't sound from the Gemara that we're going to be oker the original takana and say people shouldn't get married Wednesday. So the question that some of the Achronim ask is, how can we do that? How can we do that? Admittedly, it might be mutter for the woman to put herself into a situation that she'll be nivel lehegemon techila to get married on Wednesday. She's just an Anusa, she's forced into the situation that the hegemon is going to take her and deboil her. Okay, so she's Torah from Onshin, right? But how's it mutter for her to put herself into such a situation that she'll be docha the iser of Eishes Ish? How can we allow her to still get married on Wednesday and to put herself into a situation that she'll be docha the iser of the ilas nochri and the ilas Eishes Ish? The chachamim should have been okay, the takana. Right? It's not a shas hashmad anymore. Now you're simply talking about tibor lehegemon tchila. You're just talking about that he's going to be ma'aneser. So be okay the takana and say no one should get married Wednesday. Why do we still allow some women to get married Wednesday? You want to get married Tuesday? Gizuntahe. No, v'lichnos b'yom ha'shlishi, they can get married Tuesday. But it sounds like if you want to get married Wednesday, that's also okay. You know, get married on Wednesday at your own risk. But that's also okay. Why is it okay? Okay, because she's just a Anusa, she's being forced into it, she's being forced to do the Issa. It's not the worst Issa, it's not really an Issa, right? She's not going to be punished for that Issa, but it's still an Issa, l'chora. So why shouldn't we be okay the takon? The kasha that the Gemara asked on the first option seems to apply to the second option as well. The Gemara says, if the Gezerah is Besulanisis Liyom Harbi Tehoreg, so then why is it Nagu we should be Oka Lagamri? The Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you, it's Besulanisis Liyom Harbi Tibol Lahegmo Tchila. So then I understand why it's Nagu, we're not going to be Oka. I do understand why some are going to get married on Tuesday, and why we allow them to do that, because we're afraid of the Sakana of the Tznuos, but we're not going to be Oka the Takana Lagamri. So ask some of the Achronim, why shouldn't we be Oka the Takana Lagamri? What, we should allow women to still get married on Wednesday and to put themselves into a situation where they're going to be docha the iser eishes ish and the iser be'ilas nachri? Why should we allow them to do that? Is it mutter to put oneself into a situation where you're going to be docha isur? What's the answer to that question? Is it mutter to put oneself into a situation where you're going to be docha isur? If it's mutter to put yourself into that situation, so then the kasha doesn't begin. But l'chora, one should not be allowed to put oneself into that situation where you're going to be docha yisur. We should try to avoid situations like that. So why doesn't the Gemara ask, even on the second ukimta, that we should be okay the takana lagami? Let's be okay Yom Revi and tell everyone to get married Yom HaShlishi. Why don't we just allow them to be noeg to get married on Yom HaShlishi? But those who get married on Yom Revi, okay, that's also okay. It might not be the most comfortable thing, but we're not going to stop you. You should stop them. Because if we don't stop them, then we're putting them into a situation. We're allowing the women to put themselves into a situation where they'll violate the Isser of Eishes Ish, the Isser of Be'ilas Nochri. What's the heter to do that? So this question, whether one is allowed to put oneself into a situation that they'll be docha Isser, is actually Machlokes Rishon. So Machlokes Rishon about Mila of all cases. Right? Hilchos Mila. Machlokes Ramban and Balamor at the end of Shabbos. The problem is we paskin that you're not allowed to put yourself into such a situation. That's why there's a kasha. What's the machlokes the Ramban and the Balamor? It's a big machlokas. We're not going to talk about all of the details, but just to give you a snapshot. Okay? The Mishnah, at the end of Shabbos, in Akuv Lamed Aleph on the base, says, Machitzen es hakotam bein lefnei hamila ubein la'achar hamila. We wash the kotam, we wash the baby, that we give the bris mila to both before the mila and after the mila. Why? At the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, that's the way that they sterilized the baby before the bris, they washed him, and that's the way that they kept the wound sterile afterwards, right? For medical reasons. Mishum bikuach nefesh, you have to sterilize the makom hamila and you have to wash it afterwards. So that's what they did. We have other antiseptics, we have other things that we put on the makom thing. But that's what the Mishnah says, that at the time of the Mishnah, at the time of the Gemara, they would wash the baby, both before and after. So the Rishonim talk about the case, actually Gemara and Erevin also, they make reference to that Gemara. What's the din if the water spilled, then the bris milah is supposed to take place on Shabbos. Can you warm up the water on Shabbos for the bris? Now there are two waters over here. There's the water before the bris and there's the water after the bris. If the water before the bris milah, the water that you need even for before the bris milah spilled, so then we pass that you can't warm up that water on Shabbos. Because that's called machshirei mila. It's not pikuach nefesh yet. You could do the bris mila on Sunday, the very next day. It could be nimcha, right? You push off the mila, you won't do it on Shabbos. There are other situations where we push off the bris from Shabbos also. Caesarean section, there are other, you know, you don't have to do the bris mila, yom hashmini on Shabbos always. If it's the right time to do the bris, then you're supposed to do it on Shabbos. But if you can't, you can't. So since machshirei mila are not docha Shabbos, if the water that you were going to pour on the baby before the bris milah spills and before Shabbos, we're not going to do the bris, we'll be docha the bris to Sunday. That's for sure. The question is, let's say you have water to put on the baby from before the bris, but the water, the second water, right? Let's say you have your first cup of water to pour on the baby from before the bris, but the second cup of water, that's spilled. So do you still do the bris milah on Shabbos or not? Meaning, you have the first water, so you don't have to violate Shabbos in order to get to Machshirei Mila. You have the Machshirei already. You have all the preparatory ingredients, all the different things you need. Right? You don't have to violate Shabbos to get the knife, and you have the water. You have everything you need. The problem is that if you do the Bris Mila, then you put yourself into a situation where you'll rely on the din that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. It's Docha Kol HaTorah Kula, but it's also Docha Shabbos. Right, if Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, then you'll have to boil up the water in order to prevent Pikuach Nefesh of the child. So it's a mutter to do the Bris Milah, to put yourself into that situation that you'll now be Docha Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. That's Machlokas Rishon. The Ramban says you do it. Jump in. Do the Bris Milah. The Ramban in his Chidushim on page 4. אבל יש לי בכאן ספק אם היה לו חמה כדי רחיצה של לפני מילה ואין לו כדי רחיצה שנייה של האחר מילה. Let's say you only have enough water for the water before, not for the water after. או שנשתפחו חמן שייך לו מכאן מילה. Well, let's say it's not that you don't have enough, they spilled. שאני אומר רוחצן אוסו ומלן אוסו. שאין כאן מכשיר דוחן כלום. If you have the water from before and just the water from after, you have enough water, you have water from before, but you don't have the water after, Zot Ramban, you do the Bris Mila. Ve'acha shemol, harei kan sakonos nefoshos, shedocha Shabbos. Now we have sakonos nefoshos, tidocha Shabbos, tidocha Shabbos. Ve'ein omrim tidocha Mila, kadesh lo lehavi oso l'sakona v'nincha Shabbos. Zot Ramban, we don't say that the Mila should be nincha. Let's not bring ourselves to sakona. Elamila atzma docha Shabbos, the cutting of the bris, the doing of the bris mila is docha Shabbos. The sakonas nefashos nami docha Shabbos. Ve'ein lemitzvah ela shaita. Zot Ramban, a mitzvah has to be done in the right time. She'ein lidchos mila b'mei tchiyah Shabbos, she'yavu la'acha mikan b'mei ha-sakona. Right? We shouldn't be docha mila just because you'll have to be docha Shabbos to warm up the water later. If the water that spilled was even the water that you need before the bris milah, so then the Ramban agrees that you have to be docha the milah because machshirin is not docha Shabbos, and that water is only machshirin; it's preparatory to the milah. If you have enough water for the beginning, for before the bris mila, but you have but the water for after spills, and then the Ramban says, can we do the bris, even though you'll put yourself into a situation where now, because nefesh is dochez ha-shabbos, and you'll have to warm up the water, it's no problem. Ein le-mitzvah, le-shaita, we do the bris mila, and then we're dochez ha-shabbos. We're dochez ha-shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. Comes the Baal Amor on the Rif, Shabbos, and disagrees with Ramban. Baal Amor says, I think that even if the water that's spilled is the water for after the bris mila, you're still going to be docha the bris mila. He quotes the Rif. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin says, Ahu Yanuka de Ishtapo Chamime. There was a Yanuka, there was a young child, the baby was supposed to have a bris, and his water got spilled. The hot water got spilled. So the Gemara says that they were docha the bris. So the question is, which water are we talking about? The Ramban says the water that we're talking about is if the water before the mila got spilled. That's only makshir, and that's what the Gemara in Erevin is saying. Comes the Baal Amor and says, no, I think if either water got spilled, even if the water for after the bris is spilled, you have enough water for before. There's no problem of makshir being docha Shabbos. The problem is that you don't have enough water for after the bris mila. Docha the Baal Amor, even in that case, with docha the bris mila. And he brings a raya from the Rif, because the Rif says, Hecha de ishtapa chamima de yanuka, bosa de himel. If the hot water got spilled after the bris mila, avdina lebe shabbat mishum sakana, we have to warm up the water on Shabbos because of sakana. Zok de Baal Amor, what's the implication of the Rif? Bosa de himel. If after the bris mila the water got spilled, so then of course you're going to boil up the water because pikuach nefesh is ochez ha-shabbos. But if before the bris mila, the water for after the mila got spilled, you're not going to be docha Shabbos for that. You're not going to do the bris, because then you're putting yourself into a situation that now you have to rely on the heter of pikuach nefesh, doches ha-shabbos. And that we're not going to do. Machlokes Ramban and Baal Amor, do we allow ourselves, do we put ourselves into a situation where now we'll have to rely on the rule that pikuach nefesh is doches ha-shabbos? What's Machlokes the Ramban and the Baal Amor? What's it based on? So someone would suggest, maybe it's based on the nature of this heter of pikuach nefesh doches ha-shabbos. Whenever you have a din that yisurim are mutter, we know generally speaking there are certain yisurei Torah, and in certain contexts, in certain situations, these yisurim are mutter. So the question that you always have to ask yourself is, how expansive is that heter? Is it a limited heter, or is it more of an expansive heter? What's the lashon that's used for these two possibilities, Shalom Thomas? Kutra and Bechui, exactly. Bumps. Chutra and Bechui. Chutra means it's mutter. It's mutter, meaning there is no issa here. Sometimes the Achronim go further. They say what chutra means is that it's as if the issa was never said. It's not just that it's mutter. It's that the issa is not here b'chlal. Bechui doesn't mean that. Bechui means there is an issa, but you're allowed to push off the issa. You can ignore the issa. It's a special halakha that you can ignore the issa. Chutra means much more than that. Chutra means that it's as if the Isser is not here. Chutra means it's as if the Isser is not here. It's not that the Isser is there, but you're permitted to be docha the Isser, that you're permitted to... Thank you, let's see if this works. Chutra means no issa. The chulia means the issa exists, but it's pushed away. Is a heter to be docha. Limited. It's a limited kind of heter. What's the classical example of chutra and dechuya? You have a question on this? I haven't really said anything yet. Okay, wait. What's the classical example of chutra and dechuya? So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos quotes a Gemara in Yuma. The question is tuma chutra b'sibur. if Rov Yisrael is Tame, right, so we can bring Karbonos Tzibur even Betuma. If Rov of Klal Yisrael is Tame, so then Tuma is Hucha Betzibur. We can bring Karbonos Tzibur even Betuma. If Rov of the Kohanim are Tame, we can bring the Karbonos Tzibur even Betuma. The question is, what does that mean that we can bring Karbonos Tzibur Betuma? Does that mean the Tumah is Hutcher B'tzibur, or does it mean Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur? Is that an expansive heter, or is it a limited heter? What's the Nafkamina? Like, who cares? It's Mutter anyway, so what does it matter? Nafkamina is, are we Mechuyev to avoid the situation where we'll be Docha the Issa? Let's say Rov of the Kohanim happened to be Tumah, but we have some Kohanim that are Tar. Are we Mechuyev to run after those Kohanim who are Tar? We say, no, if Rov Yisrael is Tumah, then we can bring the Karbonos B'tzibur, but Tumah, we don't have to run after Kohanim Tar. If you say the Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, so then Tumah Hucha B'tzibur means there is no Issa, there's no din of Tumah by Karbonos Tzibur. If you say Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, so then you have to be careful. Right? If you can avoid doing the Karbon Tzibur B'tumah, then you have to. If there are Kohanim Tarim, then you have to run after those Kohanim Tarim. If all the Kohanim are Tameh, so then there's no options, then of course, Tumah is Duchuya B'tzibur, then it's Mutah. Right? But if you say Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, so then there's a chiyuv to try to avoid the chiyuv. It's a limited kind of heter, and there's a chiyuv to try to avoid it if you can. That's the nafgemina between the chuyah and hutra. Are you mechuyuv to try to avoid it or not? Some want to suggest that one of the sources of this principle is the din of asay docha lo sasay. Notice the lashon is asay docha lo sasay. Not that lo sasay is hutra but makom asay. Reish Lakish is a famous principle. And whenever an assay is docha lo sase, if it's efshel akayim shneim, it's not docha. If you can fulfill the assay without being docha the lav, then there's no heter to be docha the lav. Let's say there are different ways, right? There are different ways that you can do the assay. So if you claim hutra, so then even if you can avoid it, right? Even if you can avoid it, you can still be docha the lo sase. If you say dochuya, then it's a limited kind of heter. A limited kind of heter. So if you can avoid it, then you're not allowed to be docha the lav. Right? If you can fulfill the mitzvah saseh without being docha the lav, then you're mechuyev to do so. Right? And you're not allowed to be docha the lav because it might only be dochuya. Your ability to be docha the lav might only be a limited kind of heter. So if it's efshel akayim shneim, if you can have both, if you can have your cake and eat it too, maybe you're not allowed to be docha the lav just to fulfill the mitzvah sasein. What's the din of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos? Is pikuach nefesh on Shabbos an expansive kind of heter, or is it a limited heter? So because of Mishnah, Hilchos Shabbos interprets that the Rambam takes a stand on this. The problem is not so clear what the Rambam says. It's actually a machlokas, nosa kelim in the Rambam, what the Rambam holds. At first glance, the Lashon of the Rambam is pretty mashma like the case of Mishnah. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Shabbos? Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Duchuya hi Shabbos eifel sakonas nefashos kishar kol hamitzvos. What does it sound like? Is it Hutra or is it Duchuya? You tell me. Okay, I think we got it. Right? Duchuya. Sounds like it's Duchuya. But it doesn't have to be like that. The Rambam might just be saying that it's mutter to push off Isurim. Right? Even though there are lamites malachas on Shabbos, they don't apply to malachas sakonas nefashos. But the case of Mishnah takes the Rambam kipshutam. And he says that we paskin in the shaila of Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, we paskin Duchuya, says the Kesef Mishnah. And that's why the Rambam paskins the Fakikov Nefesh, it's also Duchuya, because that's the rule. Whenever you have a heter to do certain Isurim, it's limited, it's not expansive. So that's true by Tumah B'tzibur, it's true by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Why should I distinguish, says the Kesef Mishnah? It's all the same basic idea. Right? So we paskin the chuya. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Not so mukhav because they point out the Rambam in Halacha Beis says klolo sheldaber Shabbos legabichola sheyesh bo sakana. Chola, obviously we're not talking about chola sheein bo sakana. We're talking about chola sheyesh bo sakana. Pikuach nefesh. Right? Not someone who cut his hand. Chola sheyesh bo sakana. It says the Rambam klolo sheldaber Shabbos legabichola sheyesh bo sakana. Harehu kechol. It's like chol for anything that the chola needs. Does that sound like the chuya or does that sound like hutra? That sounds more like hutra. It's kechol. It's not Shabbos. It's not that it's Shabbos, but it's mutter anyway. It sounds like it's weekday. It's cold. There's no malacha. There's no yisa malacha b'chalal. Not clear. Now, different approaches. The Magid Mishnah later interprets the Rambam in a more expansive way. The Kesef Mishnah thinks it's limited. Different approaches within the Rambam. Some want to suggest that maybe the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Balamor, as to whether a person can put himself into a situation where he'll have to be Doches HaShavis because of Pikuach Nefesh, but Mokol Milo, maybe that Machlokas revolves around this issue, whether Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuyah. If we assume that Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is only Dechuyah, so then the Issa still is there. The Issa Malacha, the Issa of Bishul of the water, that still is there. It's just, there's a heter to that Issa. You're allowed to be Docha if you can push it away. A special dispensation. It's not that the Issa doesn't exist. The Issa is there. So what gives you the ability to put yourself into a situation where you'll be Docha Yisurim? You know, we're not Docha Yisurim. The Issa is significant to us. So it should be awesome to put oneself into that situation. Why does the Ramban say that you're allowed to put yourself into the situation? So someone suggests that maybe the Ramban holds that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra. It's more expansive heter. So you can put yourself into a situation where you'll do Melechas Shabbos b'makom Pikuach Nefesh because b'makom Pikuach Nefesh there is no Issa Melechas Shabbos. That's one option. It's not the only pshat, but it's one option that you should suggest that the Ramban holds that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra. It's like the Issa is not there. So if the Issa is not there, why can't I put myself into the situation where I'm not going to have an Issa? If I don't have an Issa, so of course there's no problem. If the Issa is there, but somehow I'm allowed to be Docha the Issa, I have a dispensation, so then I can hear someone saying, to put oneself into a situation where now I'll rely on a dispensation, and I'm going to violate Yisurim, even if it's Beheter, but to violate Yisurim, who says I have the right to do that? But if Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra on Shabbos, that means that there's no Issa Melecha Shabbos Mecha Pikuach Nefesh. So what's the problem? Why shouldn't I be allowed to put myself into that situation? Now I'm in a situation where I'm not being Docha Yisurim. And if I do the Bris Milah, I'll be in a situation where I'm not being Docha Yisurim either, because there is no Issa. So if it's Hutra, then maybe there's no problem to put oneself into the situation. This is one option that some of the Achronim suggest to explain the Ramban and the Rambam. It's not the only option. There are issues that's more complicated, but this is certainly one possibility. How do we pass it? We pass it like the Balamor. Shach in Yeridei and Hukosmila sounds like he passed it like the Balamor. The Mishnah Berurah and the Sharatzion as well. If you want to look it up, the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharatzion, it's Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Sukkot and Tezayin. He passes like the Balamor. He says, Rove posts and Rove Rishonim hold like the Balamor. That one is not allowed to put oneself into a situation when he'll be Docha Yisur. The Balamor holds that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Duchuy, it's a limited heter, and the Balamor therefore claims that one is not allowed to put himself into a situation where he'll have the heter of Pikuach Nefesh, because it's only Duchuy, it's a limited kind of heter. This still is an Issa. You just have a dispensation. You can put yourself into a situation where you'll rely on that dispensation. So the question is, why over here in Agi Mara were the Chachamim not concerned that some women might still get married on Wednesday? The Goyim made Xaira, Besula Nisis Liyom, Aravit Baal, Hegmon Tchila. She has to be with the Hegmon. He's an Isseracious Ish, an Isser of the Ilas Nochri. So in such a circumstance, Nagul Lichnas B'Yom HaShlishi. There's a minig. Some would know it to be Konis B'Yom HaShlishi. But some are still getting married Wednesday. Why weren't the Chachamim Oka the Takona Lagami and say, don't get married Wednesday? Why should we allow women to put themselves into a situation where now they'll be violating Yisurim? Violating Yisurim Beheter. It's Nidcha. Onus Rachmana Patre. So it's Nidcha. The Isser, Eishas Ish. The Isser, Bilas Nachri is going to be Nidcha. But they're still violating Yisurim. They're violating Yisurim Beheter. But why would we allow someone to put themselves into that situation? The Paskin like the Balamor, that you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation of being Docha Yisurim. What's the answer? What's the answer based on Yesodos that we've developed here? Anyone? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman quotes from a Chacham Echad. At the the answer might be, what does honest Rachmana Patria mean? I think from Kiva Egis Yisov, that honest Rachmana Patria means that there's no Mais Havera done at all. So then basically you're saying that honest Rachmana Patria is Hutra. It's not Duchlin. The women who are still going to be getting married on Wednesday are not doing any Issa B'chlal. If the hegemon is Ma'anes them, Tazbiya, with him, they're not doing any Issa B'chlal, perhaps. So that's why the Chachamim didn't feel it was necessary to be okay the Takon of Agami. As the Gemara is going to say in the Hemshech, we assume the Gzeira is Avita, the Batla, the Gzeira is going to go away. The Takon is an important Takona. Right? There are reasons for this Takona. We want to make sure if he doesn't find Basulim, he'll come to Bezin. There are Yesodos in this Takona. Right? So Bezin is not... Bezin would like to avoid being okay the Takona. If their back is against the wall and something terrible is going to happen, so then maybe they will be okay that back on. But it could be that the din of Anas Rachmana Patria doesn't tell me that it's mutter to be doche the Isseracious Ish, or the Isser be Iras Nochri. It could be that the makom that the woman is Nensa by the hegemon, there's no Mais Havera Bechlal. It's like there's no Issa Bechlal. It's like perhaps Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos according to the Ramban. It's like Tuma Hucha B'tzibur. Right? If there's no Issa B'chlal, so then you're putting yourself into a situation where there's no Issa. That there's no problem with that. The problem is only putting yourself into a situation where you're now relying on a dispensation. There is an Issa, but I'm relying on a dispensation that it's okay. If there's no Issa B'chlal, then Kenzai, maybe there's no problem putting yourself into such a situation. According to that Yisod, if you assume like that, we said it's not so clear. Kiva Eger had this Yisod. If you assume like that Yisod, that Onus Rachmana Patria means that a Maisa Averba Onus is not a Maisa Averba Chalal. It's not just a Ptur Onshin. It's not just a Ptur Onshin. Right? If it's not just a Ptur Onshin, rather, it's no Mais Havera, so then it's like Hutra. It's a completely expansive heter. It's as if the Havera doesn't exist. So if the Havera doesn't exist at all, then we understand why the Chachamim wouldn't be Oger the Gzeira. They wouldn't be Oger the Takana in the face of this Gzeira. Because it's not necessary. The women want to get married Tuesday? Nachbes, and that's fine, it's okay. They will allow the women to get married Tuesday. If they want to get married Wednesday and put themselves in the situation that they might be Nensu, that's also okay, because it could be that they're not doing any Mais Haver at all, so it's permitted for them to put themselves into a situation where there's going to be no Issa violated. Okay, we'll stop.